Hey, crew, Skylab 2 was having difficulty in redocking and we're going down through the backup procedures for retracting in and extending the probe.
Welcome, my dear friends and listeners. It's very good to be back here on BBS Station with ET First Contact Radio. And I have a very special and distinguished, warm-hearted guest tonight. His name is Matthew Reifslager, and he is from thewalnuts.com. That's his website. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, Martin. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm very happy to have you on the show again. And I was looking forward to this moment to be able to speak with you again and to have this wonderful energy that you are transmitting, because I think somehow it gets to the speakers, to the internet, to the people's homes, so that they can be fulfilled with the love and the light that you are sending out and getting through.
Thank you, Martin. I feel I'm sure everyone feels the same way about you. I'm always happy to connect with you.
Thank you, Matthew. That's wonderful to hear that from you. So how have you been?
I've been very well. I'm here in Los Angeles, and we've been doing a lot of work here. We've been doing a lot of our programs and planning a retreat that we'll be hosting in Taos, New Mexico in early July. And in a couple of days, I'll be heading home to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, up in the mountains.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, and I'll be enjoying a few weeks there in more silence to help ground this work and prepare for the upcoming retreat that we'll do in Taos.
So how long will this retreat be in Taos?
Taos is a beautiful mountain town in northern New Mexico, and the retreat is going to be 8 nights long. Previously, the retreats that we've held have been in Jackson Hole. We've done 4 of them thus far. And now we're shifting to a beautiful facility that has everything under one roof. Well, the whole retreat will be all-inclusive, so it'll allow participants to go very, very deep and have that deep communion experience with their own divine self and have that transformation that so many of us are looking for.
That's beautiful. And Matthew, what are the dates again for the retreat?
The retreat begins on July 1st. The best way to find out about it is to go to our website. It's thewholeness.com. Okay. WHOLENESS, thewholeness.com. And if you're there, you sign up for our newsletter there, and then we have someone on the team will just send you all the information about the upcoming retreat. It's a very, very sweet experience. Our whole team is so excited about this upcoming event.
I believe you. Are you planning in the future to travel to other continents with your program, with your retreat program?
We are. You know, what's so beautiful about technology these days is here we are, you know, we're on the phone, we're on the internet, we're able to, you know, reach so many people with these emerging technologies. And so, you know, most of the programs that we do are actually not in person. My work is in helping each individual who has that desire to connect with their own divine self and experience directly that aspect of themselves that is completely free and clear and infinite. That if
yes.
they have that desire, we can facilitate that over the phone through these teleseminars and these webinars. So it's such a wonderful time to be learning right now, because there are so many amazing resources available where we don't even need to show up in person. We can oftentimes just dial into a phone call, or we can be on a radio show, or we can be doing this and that.
Yes.
So at some point, yes, we'll take this more on the road. But right now, we're very focused in the Los Angeles area and with our programs that we offer over the telephone and internet, and then also up in Jackson Hole.
Because everything is energy, you know. My energy, your energy, it gets transmitted to the audience, and I'm sure people are feeling this energy, because everything in reality is connected and intertwined and entangled.
Absolutely.
So, Matthew, could you just share with the audience a bit about your background and how you came up to this point that you are channeling the Divine Mother Presence and the Divine Father? How did you get here? I mean, can you just share a bit about how it evolved to the audience?
Yes, I can. It happened several years ago, quite naturally, and the experience was of having day-to-day existence like we all do, very much so. We, you know, are getting our groceries and going about our life and doing our work, and having that experience of separation from other people. We have the people that we love, and we have the people that we're not as close with, and we have our desires and and we have the things that aren't being fulfilled, and on and on. And what began to emerge in a period of great growth for me was the experience of a presence in my own awareness that was so powerful, so expanded, so transformational, so loving. And I found that this power, this presence, had the capacity to completely change the quality of my life. That if I was willing to surrender to this presence that was residing within my own awareness, that I would come into a much greater state of being, a more full example of that person that I desired to be. Because the divine self that dwells within us is not an abstract thing. It's a very, very, very real thing. And I called this sweet presence, this source of knowledge and inspiration, this source of guidance in my life, Divine Mother. And this relationship with Divine Mother emerged very, very naturally over the period of years. And it, of course, is still evolving, still emerging. And all of the wisdom that the wholeness or organization shares, all of the knowledge, and most importantly, the direct experience that we share in our healing programs and our instruction programs. It's the knowledge and experience of God, of Divine Mother, of your divine self, our divine self. And as you say, all things are connected through energy. And if we take that idea of connection to its highest potential, its highest degree, we realize that everything in that most evolved state is in a state of energetic unity. And that unity is the consciousness of Divine Mother, that consciousness of God. It's why, you know, the great scriptures of different traditions call it God awareness or God consciousness. And as the experience of Divine Mother in my own awareness, of God awareness, began to emerge and guide my life, I realized very clearly that this experience is not an intellectual experience.
No,
this
it's
is
not.
Something that we should all have the direct experience of on that level of our heart, so that all of our actions, every moment of every day is filled with greater purpose, greater clarity, and less fear, less tension, less anxiety. And it happens spontaneously when we have that conscious connection to Divine Mother in the heart, to God in the heart. And it's such a practical awakening. There's really nothing that we could do that's more helpful to the whole life than awakening to this presence that resides within our awareness, even if it's hidden somewhere out of view because of fear or tension or whatever it may be.
I feel that in my own life and with people around me where I'm close to, that when you get closer to your heart and go inside, it's like automatic or a progressional status where you become connected to Source and things go more smoothly then.
Martin, I couldn't agree more, and I just want to thank you again for being on the show with you. It is such a delight to be in your presence. To me, you are someone who has, I can feel your heart through the phone, and it's a really marvelous experience. And
thank you.
And
you touched me with this. You know, it's last time as well, we had such a wonderful connection, and everything developed very naturally. And again, as we are speaking now, I think we are both speaking from our heart, and it's just wonderful.
Yes, this idea of speaking from the heart, this is one of the central themes of our work, one of the central themes that you'll find in each of our programs that we offer, is this concept, this reality, that God, the divine presence, resides in our heart literally. That we often say we want to speak from the heart, we want to act from the heart. And these are all very accurate statements, perhaps more accurate than we know. Because in this experience of awakening that I've enjoyed with Divine Mother has explained to me that the divine presence that we are seeking literally has its feet in the human physiology, in the subtle structures of our own heart, of the chest cavity. And we don't want to wait for modern science to finally find these more subtle realms of the physiology, when on the level of consciousness, we can find it ourselves.
Yes.
Someday, I do believe that there will be breakthroughs in technology where the subtle structures of our really magical human physiology will be revealed.
Well, let me tell you, to interrupt you, my friend. You know, Matthew, that there is a man, a scientist, his name is Dean Reddin, and he wrote a book, Entangled Minds. And he is the founder of the IONS, what is it called? International Organization of Neotic Sciences, Neotic. So this organization is a bit radical by mainstream science, but he in fact came with hard proof that our thoughts and feelings are in fact visible in the quantum field, in the particles that are inside atoms. So he gave evidence of this. The only thing is that this is largely accepted in the spiritual community, but in the mainstream science, they don't really take it serious, and that's a pity.
Yes, yes. And, you know, even in the spiritual community, understanding that there is a science that begins to clarify this field of consciousness that we have access to, still there is suffering, still there is fear, still there is tension on our journey, isn't there? You know, for each of us on this path of awakening to whatever awakening may mean, there is so much that is stopping us from experiencing the true God awareness that resides within us. And we need to be very practical about how it is we are going about awakening to our divinity. Awakening to our divinity should not be just words. It should not just be a mental concept. It needs to be a very practical and direct experience. It needs to be something that we begin to anchor on a daily basis, so that our thoughts, our words, our actions, our experience, from waking to getting the groceries to going to work to going to sleep at night, is fundamentally transformed from that state of tension, from that state of contraction, to that state of infinite awareness. And that beginning can happen with the knowledge that divinity, that God awareness that we are seeking, resides in the subtle structures of our physiology. And that junction point of humanity and divinity, that junction point of our individual identity and this body, and our cosmic identity and the God self sits in that throne that is our own heart.
That's so beautifully put, Matthew. You know that when I was young, when I was 15 years old, I was thinking by myself, where is the connection between the physiology and the divine? I was asking myself, where is the soul linked to the body? And I was fantasizing about it, but now you give me the answer.
I will only say, Martin, that isn't it amazing what our own physiology, what this vehicle of consciousness that is the body, what secrets it must contain?
Oh yes.
If science and quantum mechanics, quantum physics is beginning to show some of the mysteries of life, what mysteries still remain within our own physiology, within our own awareness? And these are the mysteries that we want to solve on the level of science, yes, but we want to solve more importantly on the level of experience.
Yes.
It's my desire, it's everyone's desire to make sure that we are doing everything we can to end suffering, to be able to fulfill these deepest desires of awakening. And we need practical ways of coming home to this divine experience that resides in our heart.
Well, you know what? I just found out, Matthew, this morning when I woke up, it was a beautiful day, it still is, and the sun was shining. And then I had an idea to play a song. It's called Sounds of the Heart from Karunesh. And it's a beautiful piece of music which is really touching the heart. And I would suggest just to play a few minutes of it. And then after that, I would like to invite you to let the Divine Mother speak through you. Would you agree on that?
I would love that. That sounds wonderful.
Okay, so I'm just finding the music now. Karunesh, Sounds of the Heart. It's a really beautiful piece of music. It's called Sounds of the Heart, and I think it's very much the right moment now to play it. And then afterwards, we'll continue.
Very good.
So here's Sounds of the Heart from Karunesh. Thank you. Well, my dear listeners, this was Sounds of the Heart from Karu Nation. I think it was the right moment to play it now that Matthew and I were speaking about speaking from the heart. Matthew, I think it's just beautiful. What do you think? What do you feel?
That was exquisite. Thank you for that experience.
All right. So, Matthew, I would like to invite you now to speak from your heart, and I will be a bit on the background and let the Divine Mother speak through you and give this healing energy to the audience.
Thank you. That sounds wonderful. And as an unconventional radio show, I'm sure all listeners will be comfortable with. Why don't we start with 20 or 30 seconds of silence? And, you know, if it's possible, if the environment is conducive to this healing, we could close the eyes and just settle into the body, because even over a radio show, we can definitely experience physiological change. We, as Martin has pointed out, because all of us are connected via this energetic matrix, this unity consciousness.
Well, we can do that. You know, I don't have any people in my house moving furniture around now, so I think we're totally okay with 30 seconds of silence. All right?
Very good. Yeah, so we'll begin with that, and just understand that if you do experience some sensation in the physiology, just to go with it, because this can be very opening for the body. We'll start with a little bit of silence, and then I'll share the knowledge and experience of Divine Mother or our own Divine Self.
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay.
Very good. Just beginning by opening the solar plexus and opening the spinal pathway. This is not something you need to do. This is something that the physiology spontaneously does. When you begin to open to your own divine presence, Divine Mother says, I am the wholeness. That is, I am that junction point of self and God, the creative force that births all of creation. Divine Mother says, and this force, this presence, is your own true identity. This is the reality as we move beyond the very limited constructs of the mind. And into that divine presence that resides permanently established in your heart. Divine Mother says, you see, you are a great being. Why are you pretending to be just this limited human being running around on earth, starting fires and putting out fires, creating problems and solving problems? This is an aspect of who you are, this humanity. But it is time to stop pretending that this is all of who you are. Divine Mother says, within the subtle structures of your own heart, whether you are feeling ready to see it or not, whether you are feeling worthy to see it or not, is the infinite light of the Divine Self. And it is always present. It is always present. Even in your anger, in your sadness, in your fear, in any state of emotion, part of your awareness remains the Divine Mother, the Divine Father. And this is quite practically the time to awaken to that aspect of who you are. Because without this direct awakening, how can you expect all of the happiness, all of the bliss, all of the freedom from fear? That you desire. Divine Mother says, in this healing, you should know that all of the healing frequencies engaged, they are frequencies that already reside within your own consciousness. They may be perceived to emerge from more celestial planes. From archangelic realms. But it must be that these realms, these planes, these frequencies are already an aspect of your own consciousness. This consciousness resides permanently seated in your own perfect heart. Regardless of your state of mind, regardless of the state of life, and as we enjoy the emergence of this wholeness, as it moves from the subtle structures of physiology into grosser structures of physiology, gently releases the tension and the toxins that the organ systems hold when the body has some fear. We find that something happens with the spinal column as well. Divine Mother says, your spine is so much more than your spine. Your spine is so much greater. So much greater than this physical structure. The hands can touch, the eyes can see. There is an awareness that resides within the spine, and it travels the full spectrum of creation. Good, just shifting the pelvic structure gently if it needs to. Remember, this happens spontaneously. You see, you incarnated in this human physiology. And with this incarnation came some amnesia. Some amnesia of your greater identity. Not only your identity as the creative force that birthed creation, but your identity as a great being of light that chose incarnation here. The purpose of the amnesia is beyond the scope of this healing. But suffice it to say, now is the time to remember. You see, it is not that you need to become a great being. It is that it is time to remember that you already are a great being. Divine Mother says, you see, these words emerge from Matthew's heart. But because the words are universally true, they may as well have been spoken from your own. Indeed, it is the divine presence in your own heart that is creating all of the life circumstances. All of the life circumstances, including this healing. So in this way, remember your healing is always self-referral. It is always self-referral. You see, in that great journey to remembering that you are the God you seek, why not walk hand in hand with this presence? This presence that nurtures you, supports you, brings forth your life purpose moment by moment by moment. Divine Mother says, you see, until you remember that you are me, you can hold my hand. The divine presence resides in your heart. And the end of fear, the end of suffering, the end of all fear and suffering, is to be with this God presence that is already here. It is easier than people make it out to be. It is very simple. God is in the heart. This means God awareness is established here already. Now is the time to awaken to it. There is nothing more practical in the whole life than this awakening. Divine Mother says, enjoying just another 30 seconds or so as the spinal column gently expands. Even subtly on the gross structures of the spine. Enjoying this silence, enjoying these frequencies, and then, Martin, you can continue whenever you would like.
Well, thank you very much, Matthew and Divine Mother, for this beautiful energy transmission. I felt my spine expand, and I am sure that many listeners also felt this experience. And during the words that you were speaking, Matthew, I felt so calm, so relieved, and I came back into my heart, and that's so beautiful. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you did to us.
Thank you. And this is the point that is, of course, most important of all, and that is this dialogue, this communion with Divine Mother, Divine Father, the Divine Self. It is so practically available to all of us. And it is something that we have access to all of the time. And if we can develop this relationship with Divine Mother, Divine Father, our own divinity, it's a great step forward in coming home to the reality that this is our true identity. But first we need to shake the hand.
Yes.
First we need to shake the hand.
I want to tell you, Matthew, that one of the most beautiful things that you said is that we don't have to become great beings. We have to remember that we already are great beings. So beautifully put.
Isn't it so true, Martin? This is not an abstract concept as well. There's nothing more real than this, that once we begin to remember who we were before we incarnated here on Earth, there's nothing more true than the greatness of even our own individual journeys that allowed us to arrive at this point, to be on Earth at this very remarkable time of awakening for so many.
Oh, yes. And I want to ask you something about this time of awakening, Matthew. I sincerely feel that in past lives I've been on other planets, and many other people feel the same. They call themselves starseeds. And, of course, my radio program is called ET First Contact Radio. And what can you share with us about an eventual disclosure of the presence of extraterrestrial life here, benevolent extraterrestrial life, of course, and how it will lead to a first contact mission? What do you get from the Divine about this?
Divine Mother says that it's already happening all around us, that if we're looking for it to happen on that global level of collective consciousness, that it may be some little while before that's the experience, but the truth is that most of our incarnations, as our greater being goes through its incarnations, they're not here on Earth. And the Earth is part of such a great play of multidimensional creation. In some ways, the amnesia makes perfect sense, because here we are all very overwhelmed with our very simple life here on Earth. You know, you have your job and you have your family and you have your relationships, and it's very taxing. And when we begin to remember that Earth is just a part of an incredibly complex and very real and dynamic play of races and beings and dimensions, it can be quite overwhelming. And this is one of these central themes that Divine Mother also talks about, is this inevitability of the fact that sooner or later, humanity will be in direct contact with, in a very conscious way. We're talking about nations, we're talking about peoples being directly connected to, on this dimension, not abstractly, but concretely on this dimension, with these other races, with these other beings from other dimensions, other planets. And that is going to be an extremely dynamic and challenging time in some way. Because if you aren't rooted in your own greater identity, in your own divinity, if you haven't begun that extremely important process of awakening, it can be like a little sailboat on a very, very tumultuous sea. You really want to be strongly anchored, strongly grounded in your greater identity, because the truth is that a lot of creation, even in some of these higher dimensions, they're enjoying an evolutionary process just as we are, and they're looking for answers, and not all of these beings have found these answers. So when this parting of the curtain takes place and humanity joins a more a broader stage, part of our responsibility to ourselves is to make sure that we are established with that creative force that birthed a creation that is far more vast, far greater than collective consciousness is currently aware of.
Well, it sounds like a beautiful dream, and I hope that soon this reality will come to pass and that many people will awaken. And that's a time I'm very much looking towards, my friend Matthew.
And I as well. And I think the thing that we can all remember is that this awakening is not just something that happens to us. It's something that we are at this very moment responsible for. And we have these technologies of consciousness that are even greater than these technologies of communication and warfare and all of these accomplishments that humanity has gone about doing.
Oh, yes.
We have these technologies of consciousness within our own awareness, and it is very important that we're utilizing them, and that is the mission of the wholeness. This is what we're aiming for, is that direct experience and awakening to Divine Mother in all of our hearts.
Now, that's the key, the wholeness, the unity, the oneness, yes, of everything.
And it's why we called our organization the wholeness.
I understand, yes. That's very clear. So, my dear friends from the audience and Matthew, I have to say goodbye to you now because we are already at the end of the hour. I hope to have you back again, Matthew.
And Mark, it's always such a pleasure to be on with you, yes.
Yes. For the people that are interested in attending the summer workshop, and the website from Matthew is thewholeness.com. thewholess? Matthew?
Yes, N-E-S-S, yes. Yes. Thewholeness.com.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for this beautiful time together, and I hope the audience really felt this healing, and I will be back next week, ET First Contact Radio. Thank you, Matthew, and namaste.
Thank you, Martin. Namaste. Goodbye.
Goodbye.